Have you ever ridden in the car with a backseat driver? I have. I've actually been the backseat driver. Who am I kidding? Yeah, I think I know better than the person driving because I'm in the back seat. I have a whole other view of how things should go and what they should do. But really, I should just shut up and let them drive and enjoy the ride. But I suck at that. So stay tuned for episode 2 and learn a little bit more about that. Hi, welcome to episode 2, Milestones and Backseat Driving. One is growing up and moving on. Dinner dates with girls, driving a car, dances, and letters from colleges. While one stays at home, plays with his trucks, and sits in his wheelchair waiting. He waits for help to get out of his bed, to take a bath, and to be fed. Each milestone one misses, the other reaches too. Joy mixed with pain, I hope and pray for a miracle that one day he will come to my room in the morning and wake me up with a kiss and a hi, Mom. While I wait for what I hope and wish for, I'm learning things I would have never learned had things been different. Learning to be thankful for things others pay little attention to, like holding a cup for a drink that misses his mouth. Reality is my wishes and hopes may never come true, so I have to accept what is and what will be. God makes that easier to do in giving my son Hunter a sweet disposition and a sweet, dimpled little face. I know why God chose me to be Hunter's mom. You see, before Hunter came into my life, I was cruising along, all confident and independent. God was in the back seat and on the back burner. He wasn't where he was supposed to be. I chose to make decisions in life without much consideration of what God's plan for my life might be. Hunter's life and struggles brought me back to a place where God was no longer in the back seat. He was driving. He had to take over for me because I didn't know where I was going or how to get there. So God is in the driver's seat. And sometimes I'm riding along with my eyes wide open in awe of what God has given me. Sometimes I ride with my eyes closed tightly in fear of where the road will take me. I can be pretty annoying and impatient, and the world's worst backseat driver. God listens to me and moves out of my way when I try to take over. He forgives me for being angry and gives me peace when I feel unsure. Graciously, he takes back control after I ask for his help. I know that Hunter's life cannot be measured by milestones. I can't open his baby book and fill in all the blanks. I can just be so very thankful that he is alive and well. I'm so very thankful and honored that God entrusted me to love and care for both of my children. I'm thankful for the daily reminders of who is really in charge in this life. As a side note, God doesn't give out hunters to just anyone. I know I'm special. I hope and pray that before you experience a crisis or become sick or fall flat on your face, that you have allowed God to lead and direct your life. Either way, he'll be there if you ask for his help. I'm an expert on this, so trust me.